This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. For the first time, Senators Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, the front runners for the Democratic presidential nomination, went head-to-head in a political showdown. In Selma, Alabama yesterday, they delivered dueling church speeches and then anchored opposite ends of the front row of marchers reenacting the dramatic 1965 Civil Rights March for Voting Rights. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams traveled to Selma to watch the political theater.
The 42nd anniversary of Bloody Sunday, the day civil rights activists were beaten by state police as they tried to march from Selma to Montgomery, the state capital, gave candidates Clinton and Obama a stage to present their claim for the black vote, a key constituency in the Democratic primaries. Until recently, Clinton held a strong lead over Obama among black voters. But one recent poll showed Obama pulling ahead with black voters, even as Clinton retained her overall lead among Democrats. Speaking at Brown Chapel AME Church, with civil rights heroes Joe Lowry, C.T. Vivian, and John Lewis in attendance, Obama made his claim to the black vote. He said his father was a black African and his mother a white Kansan, but he was a child of the civil rights movement.
So don't tell me I don't have a claim on Selma, Alabama. Don't tell me I'm not coming home when I come to Selma, Alabama. I'm here because somebody marched for our freedom. I'm here because y'all sacrificed for me.
Later, using biblical references, Obama called the civil rights activists of the 60s the Moses of their time for parting the waters to free the slaves. Then he cast himself as a member of the Joshua generation, ready to live in freedom, crossing remaining rivers that have never allowed a black American to occupy the White House.
As great as Moses was, despite all that he did, leading a people out of bondage, he didn't cross over the river to see the promised land. We're going to leave it to the Joshua generation to make sure it happens.
Senator Clinton spoke just a few blocks away at First Baptist Church. She, too, attracted an overflow crowd for an appearance she agreed to make only after Obama had signed on to make the keynote address for the annual commemoration of Bloody Sunday. While the crowd for the Obama speech attracted a good number of whites and out-of-town visitors, the audience for the New York senator was almost all black and local. The former First Lady said the Voting Rights Act is a gift that keeps on giving.
Today it is giving Senator Obama the chance to run for President of the United States. And by its logic and spirit, it is giving the same chance to Governor Bill Richardson, a Hispanic. And yes, it is giving me that chance too.
Senator Clinton's performance may not have been as dramatic as Senator Obama's, but later, as she joined Obama and civil rights heroes to begin a march across the Pettus Bridge, her husband, Bill Clinton, walked between the local housing projects and joined her, setting off a frenzy as people ran to get a glimpse of the former president.
Bill Clinton, say! Bill Clinton, say!
After the marchers crossed the bridge over the Alabama River, President Clinton was inducted into the National Voting Rights Museum and Institute in an outdoor ceremony. Senator Obama left the stage and drove away as the Clintons became the focus of the crowd's attention.
The Bible says faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the convictions of things unseen. Well, a lot of what you hope for has happened. A lot of what you thought you would never see has been seen. We got a rainbow coalition running for president, and Reverend Sharpton tied to Strom Thurmond. I thought I'd never see some of the things I have seen.
In making the pilgrimage to Selma, both Senator Clinton and Senator Obama made it clear that they want the black vote. Leading black political voices, from Jesse Jackson to Al Sharpton and John Lewis, are being pulled between the two candidates for key endorsements. For now, both Obama and Clinton want to make the case that they're at home in the black church and seeking to be anointed as the keeper of the flame for the history of the civil rights movement.
We shall overcome.
Juan Williams, NPR News, Selma.